So, like I said, a couple people are here who were instrumental in me feeling the way I do about the character. The first guy coming up is probably my oldest friend that I still talk with. I was the best man at his wedding. He's a great dude, and he runs a blog called The Fortress of Soliloquy, in addition to being, I assume, a good teacher. I don't know. I've never been in your class. You're probably pretty good at it. Tom Floss.
Thanks, Eric.
I am, as Eric said, a big Superman fan. I started when I was a kid. Started small, but it kind of grew. Grew into a bit of an obsession, which, by the way, was one of my favorite Superman villains in the 90s. The nice thing about being a Superman fan, as opposed to being a fan of, like, Power Pack or Black Canary or any particular like Batgirl or Flash, is that everybody knows who Superman is. Conversations about Superman do not need to start with discussions about legacy heroes and alternate universes and time travel. They can, but they don't need to. This symbol, like, I never have to explain this symbol if I wear a t-shirt like this out. If I'm walking down the street in a Superman t-shirt, salesmen and panhandlers yell, "Hey, Superman," at me. That doesn't happen, even when I wear a Green Lantern t-shirt, as if there was some, like, weird Green Lantern media that we had all agreed to forget. This symbol's all over t-shirts and magnets and mugs and posters and stickers and bath towels and blankets and other things in my house. Superman is a part of our cultural fabric, kind of like what Chris was saying. Superman is a part of our cultural fabric. Most people know the characters. They know the names, the conflicts, the relationships. Words like kryptonite and bizarro and kneel before Zod have worked their way into our collective lexicon like lines from Hamlet. Everyone knows what you're referencing, what you mean when you say, "Oh, that's, you know, so-and-so's kryptonite." They know what you mean. That's a bizarre thing to intuitively understand. But that ubiquity, that everywhereness of Superman means that everybody has an opinion about Superman. And I think most people who are not Chris regard the character pretty positively. He's quintessential. He's American as apple pie and baseball and other things that were invented in other countries. But there's one negative meme that's permeated through the culture that I just do not get. And that's this idea that Superman is too powerful to be interesting. It's true. Superman has enough powers to fill out an entire roster of X-Men and a couple of Avengers besides. He's so powerful that filmmakers keep shoehorning in the most obvious Christ parallels this side of a Matrix sequel. And yes, success comes easier to a guy who can juggle trucks and shrug off a nuclear explosion. So people think that since you have an invulnerable protagonist, he's never in any real danger. And if he's never in any real danger, then how can there be any suspense or excitement? The thing is, the protagonists of these ongoing serialized stories, these big franchises, are never in any real danger, even if bullets don't bounce off their chests. James Bond, not going to be cut in half by that laser. Batman was not blown to smithereens by the cliffhanger explosion, and the Doctor is not actually lying dead on that beach. The fact that there's another issue next month, another episode next week, another sequel in a couple of years, means that the protagonists are effectively immortal. Even death and dismemberment are minor inconveniences to these characters. Just ask Felix Leiter, or Sherlock Holmes, or every superhero from Ant-Man to Wonder Woman. If you're sitting at the edge of your seat because you honestly believe that Jason Bourne is not going to make it from one rooftop to another, and that the movie is abruptly going to end with a splat on the sidewalk, then let me wish you a safe and enlightening Rumspringa. The tension and the suspense in serialized fiction doesn't come from wondering if the hero is going to make it out alive, but how the hero is going to make it out alive. How will your hero escape this terrible, inescapable death trap? How could they possibly have survived that fall? These stories, from action movie franchises to superhero comics to British sci-fi dramas, are built on putting your hero in an impossible scenario and then having them use their wits and their powers and their skills and some technobabble to get out of it. The problem with Superman is you can't just suspend him over a tank of sharks with laser beams on their heads. Unless they're magic sharks with kryptonite lasers. Because of that pesky invulnerability. There are ways around it, but over-reliance on those means you're not telling stories about Superman. There are still physical threats. Superman has physical enemies like Metallo and the Parasite and Bizarro and Massacre and Doomsday and the Phantom Zone criminals and Lex Luthor in a battle suit. But his impossible situations, those suspense and tension and drama creating impossible situations, hinge less on his mortality and more on his morality. Putting civilians at risk, making Superman choose between saving different groups of people, giving him the kinds of moral dilemmas that would make a philosophy professor's eyes go crossed. Those are Superman's death traps. And as an audience, we know Superman's going to make it out alive. We know that he's going to be all right. He's always all right. It's everyone else that we have to worry about. And so the question shifts. It's not, how's he going to make it out alive? It's, how's he going to make sure that everyone else makes it out alive? How can Superman possibly save everybody? The tragedy is that sometimes he can't. Sometimes people around Superman die. Sometimes in big blockbuster movies, tons of people around Superman die, and it's never really mentioned. They're back to work the next day. Sometimes he has to make a tough decision and let the bad guy go, stop the more immediate threat, trust other people to maybe save themselves a little bit. All that power, all that, oh, it's not very interesting power, and there's still stuff he can't do, times he can't save everybody. But sometimes he can. And the best stories are the ones where Superman applies some quick thinking, some really clever use of powers, and he changes the game. He unravels the dilemma. He kirks the Kobayashi Maru. And that's what makes Superman, Superman. Finding a better way. He's this guy with all this power and privilege, but he only uses it to make the world a better place. He's the one guy that power doesn't corrupt. He's a guy who is literally above us, but only so we have someone to look up to. This symbol stands for hope. Hope that the impossible isn't. That optimism can win out over cynicism. That truth and justice are achievable goals. That even when it seems like the whole world is crashing down around you, you might be able to find some place where you can thrive. That ideal, that message, that's interesting. That's inspiring. And that's what's really powerful about Superman.
Convinced? I'll check back in with you later.
What's that?
Are you convinced?
Convinced about Superman?
Yeah.
I don't know.